This is Akashvani, the news read by Hin Pya Hui. Prime Minister Narendra Modi underscored that India has the capability to become a trusted partner in a diversified semiconductor supply chain. Mr. Modi said this while chairing the Semiconductor Executives Roundtable at his residence in New Delhi, a day ahead of Semicon India. The Prime Minister assured the leaders that the Indian government will follow a predictable and stable policy regime. He said that the government will continue to support the industry at every step with the focus of Make in India and Make for the World. The Prime Minister will inaugurate Semicon India 2024 in Greater Noida today. Road Transport and Highways Minister Nitin Gadkari said that the country is witnessing significant growth in sales of electric vehicles and it is expected to touch 1 crore annual sales by the sales figure by the year 2030. While addressing the 64th Annual Convention of Society of Indian Automobile Manufacturers, SIAM, in New Delhi yesterday, Mr. Gadkari informed that nearly 30 lakh EVs are registered in the country. Speaking on this occasion, Union Minister of Heavy Industries, H.D. Kumaraswamy, said the Indian automobile industry is one of the fastest growing sectors with a 6.8% contribution in the country's economy. Union Minister for Petroleum and Natural Gas, Hardeep Singh Puri, has conferred the 15th Social Entrepreneur of the Year Award India 2024 in New Delhi yesterday. Addressing the gathering, Mr. Puri said that the award not only recognizes champions of the country's social entrepreneurship movement, but also provides a platform for companies to expand their reach and explore potential collaboration opportunities. Mr. Puri also lauded and appreciated the entrepreneurs' efforts in societal development. He said that social enterprises have been a significant part of the Indian lifestyle and impact sectors such as agriculture, health and education. The BJP yesterday hit out at Congress leader Rahul Gandhi for his remarks about reservation during his visit to the US. Addressing media in New Delhi, senior BJP leader Ravi Shankar Prasad said that Mr. Gandhi, who claimed to save the constitution, has said that his party will scrap reservation when the condition so warrants. Mr. Prasad said that the prejudice against reservation is reflected in Mr. Gandhi's remarks. Mr. Prasad alleged that Congress party is against the reservation as well as the interests of Dalits and OBCs. Mr. Prasad also alleged that whenever Rahul Gandhi goes abroad, it becomes his mission to degrade and insult India. As part of its ongoing commitment to the Digital India vision, Ministry of Electronics and Information Technology has launched the third phase of its capacity building initiatives. These initiatives focus on critical areas such as digital public infrastructure, contract and procurement management, the application of artificial intelligence and machine learning, managing large digital transformation projects, digital governance and data management. To enhance the capabilities of officials at both central and state levels, a series of specialized training programs are being conducted across the country. The UAE government has launched a visa amnesty program starting September 1st, which will run for 2 months, is creating a significant buzz, particularly among the Indian community. This initiative offers undocumented residents the opportunity to either regularize their status or leave the country without incurring heavy fines or legal repercussions. For many, this represents a lifeline, the chance to transition from living in fear to starting anew. The Indian Consulate in Dubai and the Embassy in Abu Dhabi has been at the forefront of facilitating services for Indian citizens in the UAE. The 45th Chess Olympiad is set to be held in Budapest, the capital of Hungary, starting today. The event will run from September 11th to September 22nd. This biennial Chess Olympiad will feature over 1,800 players, with 193 national teams registered in the open section and 181 teams competing in the women's section. India will enter the open section as the second-seeded team with an average rating of 2,755, just behind the USA. It boasts a supremely talented lineup, including World Championship challenger Deep Gukesh, World No. 4 Arjun Erigesi, and World No. 12 R. Pragyananda. And that is the end of this news bulletin.